The rapper now called Ye, formerly Kanye West, made the pilgrimage this week to Mar-a-Lago, formerly a swamp near the Atlantic Ocean. The president in exile had invited Ye to a meeting, two very big-brained men dining together and possibly discussing Trump's third run at the White House when Kanye surprised Donald by asking if he, Donald, would consider running as vice president when Kanye announces his own run, and was then met with angry screams from the candidate who had already declared himself a presidential candidate. When big brains clash, you have to expect explosions, I guess. Apparently the tete-a-tete went downhill from there. Mr. T purportedly made explicitly nasty comments about Kanye's ex-Mrs., the Queen Kardashian, mother of his children, and so, well, the chit-chat rapidly slid downhill. Nevertheless, the rapper-turned-politician released a 2-minute video of their encounter, Mar-a-Lago debrief, no doubt expecting potential voters might turn away from a man who loses his temper, calls Ye's woman bleep, and seems slightly, well, if not totally, unhinged. Well, at least he gave Donald a chance to be his running mate, which shows the incredible magnanimity of the rap star, despite his anti-Semitic remarks of late, and the fact that he brought a couple of pals instrumental in white nationalist organizations. The more the merrier in the clown car, looks like. If you thought this would be a boring election cycle, you've been watching too much Tucker Carlson. Hopefully you won't be too troubled by the lack of policy statements, wonky analyses, or cogent platforms. The monkeys are out of their cages now, and whoever was in charge has exited the premises. Expect a barrel of laughs for the next few years. My guess is Trump will make up and eventually ask Kanye to run as his vice president. Although, there are plenty of potential candidates to choose from. Hopefully they won't dial back on their meds. We could use all the comedy we can get.